President Yoon Suk-yeol made his emergency declaration overnight, citing concerns over what he called anti-statist forces within the opposition and sympathy for the communist North. He spoke through an interpreter on Sky News.
I declare martial law to protect the Free Republic of Korea from the threat of North Korean communist forces, to eradicate the despicable pro-North Korean anti-state forces that are plundering the freedom and happiness of our people, and to protect the free constitutional order.
The opposition South Korean Democratic Party immediately declared President Yoon's move unconstitutional, as did many members of the president's own People Power Party. The parliament voted overwhelmingly to reject the emergency martial law declaration as pro-democracy activists surrounded the parliament building and clashed with police. Political turmoil in South Korea resonated around the world and to South Korea's main ally, the United States. State Department Deputy Spokesman Vedant Patel told reporters that President Joe Biden and Secretary of State Antony Blinken are keeping abreast of the situation.
We are seeking to engage with our Republic of Korea counterparts at every level, both here in the United States and in Seoul. The secretary has been briefed, and we're keeping him appraised of the developments, as well as monitoring closely what's happening on the ground.
Air Force Major General Pat Ryder is Pentagon spokesman. He says U.S. forces in South Korea are carrying on as normal for the time being, as there's no indication North Korea has responded to the crisis in the South.
Of course, we're closely monitoring the situation, but I'm not aware of any force posture changes.
So, why did President Yoon make this controversial decision? Analysts say it has a lot to do with party politics. John Nilsson Wright is head of the Japan and Korea's program at the Center for Geopolitics at the University of Cambridge.
I would interpret this as a response to his increasingly beleaguered domestic political position. I do not believe that the claim that this is prompted by a North Korean threat to South Korean democracy is valid.
Gidong Kim is a Korean program doctoral fellow at Stanford University. He says Yoon's forceful move may have been an attempt to discredit his opposition.
Especially in South Korea, political leaders, including the president, tend to perceive the opposition party as an enemy rather than the party that he needs to negotiate and collaborate and compete at the same time sometimes.
Gidong Kim of Stanford University says that on a bright note, South Korea's democratic institutions seem to have weathered the storm. But he says it may take more than that in the future, and not just in South Korea.
In addition to democratic institutions, a silver line today, from my perspective, is that South Korean citizens, they showed a strong belief in not only institutions, but also its democratic principles under the institutions. So, in addition to institution, we need to think about what democracy means.
For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.